7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Saturday, January 17th, 2015. You are listening to Studio 7 live from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Gibbs Dube. Here are our top stories this evening. Some international tourists are reportedly boycotting Zimbabwe following reports that the country is planning to sell about 60 elephants to foreign buyers.
There's 31 agencies in America who are not going to be sending any more tourists to Zimbabwe. So you can make your little bit of money. We'll still say that these animals should remain in Africa and it belongs to the future generation and it doesn't belong to the national parks.
Deer farmers in Manicaland province say they are getting a raw deal from buyers who are offering prices as low as 10 cents a kilogram for their farm produce.
Because they are not being paid enough. Just imagine 10 cents a kg is the one you cannot sustain your family. Since you know, nowadays things are very expensive.
And the Africa Cup of Nations rolls into life. Stay tuned. Some international tourists are reportedly boycotting Zimbabwe following reports that the country is planning to sell about 60 elephants to foreign buyers. This comes at a time when some environmentalists are attacking the country for selling baby elephants to China and other countries. Chairman of the Zimbabwe Conservation Task Force, Johnny Redgrace, tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu, most tourists are upset about the sale of baby elephants, which has been strongly defended by Acting Environment Minister Walter Mzambi.
They keep you saying the same excuses, there's too many elephants, it's overpopulated. The whole thing, it's just that it's been mismanaged. They haven't got the money, so now they have to sell the future generations' natural resources so that they can survive. But the big issue here, it's not about the overpopulation or whatever. It's what is actually happening by actually kidnapping little babies from the mothers because they're very close-knitted families, you know, the elephants. And to actually export them from here to China and to wherever, it's not natural now. The ethics come into it. And the big issue here is that the only crime these animals have committed is actually being born in Zimbabwe. And now they're going to face a lifetime of imprisonment where their life cycle actually is cut in half, you know, because elephants normally live up to 72 years. And by putting them in captivity, they only live until about the 30, 35. So it's very cruel and it's very inhumane. We want these elephants to remain in Zimbabwe or in Africa. And let the tourists come and see these animals in its own natural habitat and not export them.
So what is the way forward now that the government is insisting and is going on with the sales?
The thing is they're going to have repercussions because, you know, there's 31 agencies in America who are not going to be sending any more tourists to Zimbabwe. So, you know, you can make your little bit of money that actually goes on and government and whoever keeps blaming the West, you know, it's all politics, it's all dirty. And we'll still say that these animals should remain in Africa and it belongs to the future generation and it doesn't belong to the national parks. They belong to every single Zimbabwean.
That was Chairman of the Zimbabwe Conservation Task Force, Johnny Rodriguez, speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu. Each elephant fetches about $6,000 on the international market.
Direct from Washington.
Deer farmers in Manicaland province say they are getting a raw deal from buyers who are offering prices as low as 10 cents a kilogram for their farm produce. One of the farmers, Felix Kondo, says this has forced hundreds of farmers to pull out of a local tea association which links producers with buyers. He tells Studio 7 a farmer is earning at least about $50 a month from tea cultivation as a result of the low producer price.
Right here in Wonder Valley, we grow tea. People are not really paid enough money, a kg.
Who is supposed to pay their money?
So what they do, these people, they sell their tea to the nearby tea estate companies. These tea estate companies are not paying people in any service.
Which companies are you talking about here?
A lot of companies here which buy tea. They want to buy outgrowers, the tea association.
And are you a member of that?
Yeah, I was a member of that, but at the meantime, I think they are now bitter. So they are bitter, disappointed. I'm just doing these things on my own.
So, Mr. Kondo, tell us about growing tea. How is it in terms of your struggles in actually cultivating tea?
Tea is not all that difficult to plant just because tea needs a lot of rainfall. So therefore, what is needed is you need to do hand weeding in the tree. After that, you put fertilizer, that is urea, even AN, ammonium nitrate. So tea is picked with hands with some outgrowers. Then they will sell them to the well-established company. They sell the tea overseas to America and then I live in China.
How large is your tea hectareage?
Oh, it's almost about 5 hectares.
How much money do you generate from that kind of, you know, hectareage?
Yeah, that's where the problem is. People, they are not being paid enough. Just imagine, 10 cents a kg is the one you cannot sustain your family. Since, you know, these things, nowadays, things are very expensive, you know. It's very hard to get a user.
What do you expect when you sell your tea?
$35 a kg, I think it's okay.
Instead of 10 cents?
10 cents is very little.
And under normal circumstances, how much tea do you sell to companies per year?
Almost about 7,000 to 8,000 kilograms, which is a kgs.
And that translates to how much in terms of money?
You can get something like that is 7,000 to 8,000. Then you multiply by 5. That's the actual amount one gets. You use very little for one to sustain his family.
So if you're saying multiplying by 5, what are you talking about there?
8,000 per year kgs. Then you multiply by 10. If you employ another person, you have to divide by 2. The other person will get you $5. You, the owner, get you $5.
How much money gets into your hands per year?
One is not paid the cash in 8 per day. One is paid the cash monthly.
How much are you getting per month?
$50.
And what can you do with that money?
It's very little for one to sustain his family. You want to pay some workers. You want to pay some fertilizers. You want also to buy some inputs such as the Gramaxone to spray in the tea to kill some weeds, which is too little.
So now, have you sought any assistance from the government to actually intervene and make sure that you get the required producer price?
Yeah, they are saying we don't have money. We'll just train you.
What type of money would you want from the government?
Money to buy some more inputs such as fertilizers. If they can provide you with fertilizers, or if they can provide you some money to pay the workers, I think it's okay.
That was tea farmer Felix Kondo speaking with Studio 7 from Wonde Valley, Manicaland Province. Agriculture Minister Joseph Mati was not available for comment.
You are listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe from the Voice of America in Washington.
Studio 7 can be found on the 4930, 5930 and 15455 kHz shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on 909 medium wave or AM frequency.
It's now time for the Women's Forum with Marvelous Mklanganyahoye.
Welcome to the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women, hosted by Marvelous Mklanganyahuye in Washington. Today we have the pleasure of speaking to Mrs. Sehlile Tapumanei, a network marketing businesswoman who will be sharing with us some of the business trends that are now available in Zimbabwe that women can take advantage of. Welcome to the Women's Forum, Mrs. Tapumanei.
Thank you very much, Mavela. How are you?
Mrs. Tapumanei, we see in Zimbabwe there is a new trend of network marketing. Tell us a little bit about this.
Network marketing is an opportunity whereby someone gets to do business with a well-established company, yet they are running their own business, but it will be in partnership, and they get to be paid 100% of their effort. Network marketing, it helps people to have quite a number of ways of earning an income.
How does a woman or someone who's interested in taking up some of these opportunities actually know which direction to take, since, like you said, there are a number of them out there?
You have to look at the benefit, because when you are getting into the business, you have to look at how much you can benefit. Network marketing companies, they pay really well, but some are better than the others. So you have to look at five pointers. You have to look at the stability, how long they've been there in the industry, because the longer the company has been, the more experience that it has. And you have to look at the income potential to say how many ways of earnings do you then get to enjoy. And you have to look at the support, because since it's a new industry, someone really needs support. You have to look at how much support is being rendered to you as you start the business. Because as you start the business, you are like a small baby. You need to be nurtured to grow to be a big giant.
Yes. Some critics also say that there have been some other bogus organizations that are now sprouting up in Zimbabwe that have actually taken some women to the cleaners, so to speak. How does one distinguish between which one is genuine and which one is bogus?
What I can recommend people is to say any company has to be well established. A company shouldn't be just a company which is not registered, which is coming into the country back door. Know the history of the company, where it's coming, where it's going.
You have been involved in some networking companies yourself. Tell us about your experience that could help someone out there who may be listening and is interested in joining one of these networking companies.
What I've realized is network marketing company, it pays, but you need to be prepared to work. Like in any business, you need to put in the effort. You need to put in the time. Only that most people, they expect to say, since I'm running my own business, money should just come while I'm just seated. It will never happen like that. When now we look at network marketing companies or any company in general, we look at to say, how many people are you touching? How many people are you solving their problems?
We look at the challenges of the economy. We look at some of the challenges that are facing the country at the moment. What do you encourage women to do, those that would like to start up a business, even though they do not have the finance right now? How can they start?
When you look at a network marketing company, usually you don't have to pay so much for you to start compared to any other business in this world. The challenges have always been there, way back. But instead of focusing on challenges, you have to focus on what you can do. Because there are some things that are at national level. But let's solve each other's problems by getting to work instead of complaining. The other thing is to say, when we look at network marketing, it helps people to have active income. Later on, you still have passive income, whereby whatever you would have worked on the previous month or so, or previous years, you still get to enjoy the money without you being actively involved. But you have to get it rolling. When people are earning, it means the economy is improving. Because when you earn from a network company, you then get to go and pay your school fees. You get to buy some assets. Especially, I always encourage women to say, when you get this passive income, don't just spend it on hair, on clothes, and so forth. All what you have to do is to say, you get this passive income, invest it. You invest it in real estate. Buy a stand. Buy a house.
Time is not on our side. Thank you very much, Mrs. Sethlile Tapumanei, for having been our guest on the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women.
Thank you.
The Women's Forum was hosted by Marvelous Nhlanga Nyahuye in Washington.
Thank you very much, Marvelous Nhlanga Nyahuye. We hope you are going to have a lovely weekend.
Getting Studio 7 news, features in English, Shona and Ndebele is now easier than ever, thanks to VOA's mobile app, available for both Apple and Android smartphones. If you have an iPhone, go to the iTunes Store. For Android smartphone owners, go to Google Play. Find the app by searching for VOA News. Download the app and in settings, select the language you prefer. By choosing either Studio 7 Shona, Studio 7 Ndebele, or Studio 7 English. The app can even prioritize content for those of you with slow connections or expensive data rates. Download the VOA News mobile app today.
And finally, in sports news, the Africa Nations Cup kicked off today with Equatorial Guinea clashing with Congo, while Burkina Faso battled it out with Gabon. In tomorrow's games, Zambia versus DRC Congo and Tunisia clash with Cape Verde Islands. Sports commentator Cassius J. Simamna Mpofu talks with Chris Kande about the 2015 Africa Nations event.
So can you tell us what do you think are the chances of South Africa lifting the Champions Cup?
I think South Africa, looking at their previous games, friendly matches, before that they played some qualification games, I think they've got a very good chance of praising a lot. They played very well. They are still playing very well. They're a good team. They've got good strikers. I think we are going to see a very good game from Bafanausa.
Which other teams do you think will give the other teams a good run for their money?
Yeah, I think the African powers, like Ivory Coast, that is Cote d'Ivoire and Cameroon. The other team that has got an outside chance is Zambia. But I'm tipping Ivory Coast, looking at their stars that are playing in the English Premier League. Yaya Toure, born, who has been signed by Manchester City. I think they're a formidable side. They've got a very good chance of winning the tournament.
That was sports commentator Cassius J. Simamna Mpofu speaking with Studio 7 from Johannesburg, South Africa. For more details on the games, visit us on Facebook. We are also on Twitter and WhatsApp.
Getting Studio 7 news, features in English, Shona, and Ndebele is now easier than ever, thanks to VOA's mobile app, available for both Apple and Android smartphones. If you have an iPhone, go to the iTunes Store. For Android smartphone owners, go to Google Play. Find the app by searching for VOA News. Download the app and in settings, select the language you prefer. By choosing either Studio 7 Shona, Studio 7 Ndebele, or Studio 7 English. The app can even prioritize content for those of you with slow connections or expensive data rates. Download the VOA News mobile app today.
Now we'll play the music of Mthokozisi Izikali.
What driver? Stand shyle kahle mfowethu, na sifuna ukufika emakhaya sphilile, asikho ukuhamba lokho.
Hayi, mina ngisebenzi wena lapha, mina ngikhandi imali la.
Ah, phela uma uhamba kanje ngeke sikwazi ukuyafika emakhaya thina.
Ngofunyehla.
Impilo yethu siqhakathekile kule mali yakho
leyo ijayele. Yehla, yehla, ngofunyehla, kathesi.
Iqhakathekile imphefumulo yabantu. Iqhakathekile imphefumulo.
The music of Mthokozisi Izikali coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington. Now to recap today's top stories. Some international tourists are reportedly boycotting Zimbabwe following reports that the country is planning to sell about 60 elephants to foreign buyers. And tea producers in Manicaland province say they are getting a raw deal from buyers who are offering prices as low as 10 cents a kilogram. That's our broadcast this evening. Now stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele with Chris Gande. This is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C., wishing you a pleasant evening and a very, very good night.